Hi, friends. It's Andrea. I wanted to let you all know that finally, our guided divorce meditations are available to purchase. They're $20. There's a direct link in the show notes. These are designed for the moments when the divorce anxiety is having you crawl out of your skin. We're talking about before court, before mediation, after a triggering text, before you drop off the kids, after you drop off the kids, when you can't sleep, when you're worried about money. You name it, we've got them. Just push play and we will talk you off the ledge.
Nobody really prepares you for the moment when your soon-to-be ex or ex moves on romantically. You might think that you're okay with it, and then all of a sudden you're like, oh God, what? Especially when it comes to them being in your children's lives. We're going to talk about just that on today's mini episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce. If you're going through a divorce or you're thinking about getting a divorce, then this is the podcast for you. We give you the unpopular opinions no one else is talking about that will save you thousands of dollars on your divorce. Hosted by Morgan Stobsdale, the head of family law at the largest family law firm in the country, and comedian Andrea Rappaport, we're going to hold your hand, we're going to help your heart, and you will avoid the biggest divorce mistakes. This is How Not to Suck at Divorce.
Did you know that you may be sitting on a hidden financial asset? I'm talking about all that jewelry that you don't wear anymore. Worthy can help you realize the potential value of your jewelry in a quick and risk-free way. Their competitive online auction gets you the absolute best value possible. Visit worthy.com/divorcepod and you'll get an extra $100 when your jewelry sells for over $1,500. That's worthy.com/divorcepod.
A few years ago, we had a woman on our show named Stacy Freeman, and she wrote this book. It's actually a collection of essays called I Bought My Husband's Mistress Lingerie. I loved this book and I loved having her on the show. I'll have to go find the link to that episode and put it in the show notes so that you guys can go listen to that full episode, because I thought it was just so interesting the way that this woman, Stacy, navigated her divorce. Obviously, her husband had an affair and she found lingerie in his suitcase and she ripped it apart. And then she went and rebought the lingerie from Victoria's Secret for the mistress. I think because she didn't want her husband to know that she had ripped it. I can't remember all the details of that part, but that's how the book starts. And then it goes into the divorce and life after divorce. And I want to read a little passage from the book right now that talks about how it feels when the other woman in her case, or it could just be another person who comes into somebody's life after divorce, is now in your kids' lives. Because it's a weird feeling. So I'm going to do my best Delilah voice and read to you. Who remembers Delilah? Delilah. This chapter is called We Welcome with Love Our New Step Monster. And she writes, it is with great sorrow, anger, indifference, or some combination of all three, I'm not quite sure, that I announce our upcoming family addition. No, it's not a baby. Yes, it's my children's stepmom. Very recently, though, I can't say when because I'm not privy to such information, my ex-husband became engaged to the woman he's been seeing, the woman he left me for. I heard the news from my kids. They found out as their dad passed around his iPhone at a family dinner a couple of months back, sporting a picture of his fiance's engagement ring for all to admire. But I can't really complain, because it's not like they didn't already have a heads up about the situation. Their future stepmom took care of that during a previous visit, when, without their father present, she giddily said to my older daughter, I think your dad is going to ask me to marry him. What do you think I should say? Minutes later, I was hit with a barrage of frantic texts from the back seat of their dad's car as they attempted to mask their hysterics from him. Until now, My ex-husband's significant other has held the dubious honor of being the other woman, a title that accurately denotes her well-deserved status as the homewrecker, the most unwanted of intruders, a title that categorically trumps the positions of invasive in-law and overbearing family member. Now, she has the ubiquitous title of stepmom, devastating my children. I know there's not a damn thing I can do about it. Or is there? It's no secret to my ex-husband, his future bride, and frankly to anyone else who will listen that my children and I are not her biggest fans. She does things to tick the kids off, intentionally or unintentionally. I can't always be sure. And they are not very forgiving. Neither am I, for that matter. But she keeps going about her day, living her life, and even appears happier for it as my children become more irritated and upset. The old saying about how hating a person is like drinking rat poison and expecting someone else to die is true. So really, who are the victims in this scenario? Today, I stand at a crossroads. Either I can sit back and allow my children to continue disparaging this woman, or I can facilitate her inevitable transition into their lives. These children can't help but blame their dad's fiancé for destroying their parents' marriage. In reality, though, she was only a symptom, even a catalyst, but certainly not the cause. When a marriage is strong, nothing can shake it from its foundation. Ours was anything but that. I didn't get to choose the woman who will become my children's stepmom, but I can choose how I regard her publicly and ultimately affect how my children will view her. I can't promise that I will ever be her friend. I'm not that progressive, but really, nobody knows what the future holds. My task is difficult. I must swallow my pride and pay a modicum of respect to a woman I disrespect and dislike. But for better or for worse, till death or divorce, do my ex-husband and her part, she will be in my children's lives. Everybody has good qualities, even her. And even though I hate to admit it, she's not a monster. By acknowledging my children's stepmom, by paying her that respect, it's not she who I hold in high regard, but my children. So for them, I will do what I once thought I believed unthinkable. I will accept her. So many thoughts went through my brain when I read that for the first time. I remember thinking when I first started reading it, you know, obviously we all side with the person who's been scorned, but intellectually in the back of your head that, you know, we're not supposed to trash anyone who's going to be in our kids' lives because that doesn't really help them. But then when you got to the end of that passage and I remember reading that she's going to accept her, I remember thinking like, well, how the hell are you going to do that? The kids in this situation didn't like this woman and they probably wanted their mom to be their source of strength and somebody whom they could go to and say, oh my God, this person is a monster. She sucks. I don't want to be around them. Yet Stacy knew that ripping apart this woman to her kids was really not going to help anything. Because like it or not, the kids are going to have to figure out how they spend their time when they're with dad, also with this new woman in their lives. This is going to happen for most of us. Whether you wanted the divorce or didn't want the divorce, the likelihood of your ex or soon-to-be ex moving on and getting into another romantic relationship is pretty high. It's kind of what we do as humans. So it's on us what we do about that. All of the feelings are okay. All of the feelings are valid. You don't have to like this. You're allowed to feel disgusted. You're allowed to feel frustrated and angry and even threatened. And we still have a choice in how we handle that situation externally. So for what it's worth on this very short episode of How Not to Suck at Divorce, we can feel all the feelings and the feelings are going to change. And like Stacy Freeman wrote, you don't know what the future is going to hold. You can hate somebody today and have a lot more understanding in the future, or if not understanding of how they came into your life, acceptance, radical acceptance of what is. That's all I've got for you today, folks. Keep listening to our show. If you liked this episode and you thought that this was relatively interesting or offered you even a drop of comfort, go give us a review. It's so simple and it takes just a little second. There'll be a direct link in the show notes of where you can drop just a little line, little 5-star ranking on Apple or Spotify, and a little sentence about what this show means to you. That means so much to us. Oh my God, I am starting to sound like Delilah. We got to wrap. And remember, divorce is a marathon. It is not a sprint. Not every day is going to be a good day. You're going to have days where you feel really, really strong. You're going to be able to accept what you cannot control. And then you're going to have days where you're going to want to bang your head against a wall until it gives you a migraine. Don't do that. We're here for you on all the days. We're here for you when it's hard. We're here for you when it's not so hard. And we're here for you when it's really, 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 really hard. If you need more support, we've got more support for you. Go check out our website at hownottosuckatdivorce.com. We've got guides. We've got the Divorce Crash Course. You can join our private community. We are here to help you do what so many feel like is the unimaginable. So many people tell us, I did not think that I could get through this process. And here I am on the other side. I promise you, one day you will be on the other side and your life will be just fine, better than fine. We'll see you on Friday for our full episode. We've got an amazing guest coming up. And remember, my friends, you have got this and we have got you. The How Not to Suck at Divorce podcast shall not be copied or rebroadcast without consent. This podcast does not contain legal advice. The information heard in this podcast shall not and should not be used as legal advice.